T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ryan Shemp, former LSU baseball player, former MLB-er as well, at Ryan_Shemp, joining us now. And Ryan, you've stumbled into a bit of an odd conversation. We got into best sports nicknames. Do you have a nickname?
With my last name, I think we talked about this last time. I've got a couple of them, but nothing can really stick. But you'd imagine I got a few of them with the last name Shemp, yeah.
Yeah, you could get creative, especially these parts.
No, Shemp, the Three Stooges. Shemp.
Right, Shemp.
Yeah, probably that.
Yeah, we get that, and like I said a while back, Detlef Shrimp is a big one. That's starting to make
a
comeback.
Yeah, the big German. So. Yeah, Detlef Shrimp.
Yeah.
Ryan, LSU over the weekend, good sweep for them against Kentucky, and it was so much concern going into the series about will the pitching staff be able to hold up after – you know, issuing, what I think it was 87 walks and 145 innings in a third prior to that series against Kentucky. But they did walk 15, but they struck out 30-plus. I'd say the pitching certainly answered the question.
Absolutely. That was the first two games that was really good to see. The pitching was very good. Hess, Fano were awesome. It was pretty key for the team. The pitching really did well the first two games. They used 4 pitchers in 2 games, so that was definitely something very positive to see from LSU.
Now, Ryan, talk about the challenges. Obviously, I said you got to win the series against Kentucky to start SEC play, and obviously when you sweep anyone, that's impressive, but it seems like a whole different animal and a challenge for the pitching staff to go against the Georgia Bulldogs on the road.
Yeah, this is going to be a big test for them. I mean, they've been tested early on. I was thinking about it earlier. I know people were a little upset with the Texas series, but not many people start out the gate playing a big school and a really good opponent like Texas early on. But this will be another big test for them, and it's a good thing. Hopefully something positive for them to build on with the pitching they had this weekend, and they'll be taking on a good Georgia team. So I know they're looking forward to it. So it'll be a big test for them.
Ryan, the story of the year so far, I think, in college baseball has to be Chris Reed, or at least considered to be Chris Reed. When you consider, you know, he wasn't even on the roster 6 weeks ago, 8 weeks ago. Here he is hitting .400, hitting over .300. His on-base percentage is above .500. I mean, how does that happen?
It really is. It's a great story. And it's a guy you really root for. It's not easy to play the game of baseball, especially when you've been sitting around not playing for as long as he was playing. And he's a good person. I know everybody in Louisiana who's following LSU baseball is pretty excited and happy for Chris Reed. And he's doing something really special. And I hope he continues being a leader for the team, for one of the leaders for the team, and playing as well as he is. I know he's a big part of that team, not just playing, but in the locker room as well.
Ryan, when you look at Zach Watson at the 2-hole, moved from the 5 to the 2. Now he's hitting over .400. Is that because he's seeing better pitches? Was that early on? He was just scuffling a little bit.
Yeah, it could be. I know throughout the year, everybody goes in their little funks, and sometimes you just have to change it up a little bit, and especially early on in the season, you're trying to find that lineup that you would like to stick with. It's not going to be the same every game, but it'd be nice to kind of get a solid lineup as you go further on in the season. And that's the good thing about being early and kind of experimenting a little bit with the lineup, so that when you get further on in the SEC play, you have everybody kind of knowing their role, and hopefully it takes off for them.
Ryan, I know it's a midweek game, but last week we learned something in a midweek game up there in Natchitoches when Northwestern State beat LSU 3-1 in a dominant pitching performance. They got Nichols tomorrow, so I would imagine it's going to be a team that's going to be looking for some atonement after last week's midweek loss.
Absolutely. Bobby and I were talking last week about it. These midweek games, they're no joke. I mean, no matter who you play, everybody is coming to
especially LSU. Whenever you play these midweek games, everybody wants to beat you. It's a big accomplishment to beat LSU, and you can't take anybody lightly, especially at this point in the year when you've been scuffling a little bit. You don't want to take anybody lightly.
Ryan Shemp, former LSU Tiger, and good follow on Twitter at Ryan_Shemp. Go ahead, Bobby.
Now, Ryan, do you ever get to meet, we talked about this last night, Coach Maneri's father is known, we're talking about nicknames, he was known as Doc. I mean, when you consider what he meant to JUCO baseball, and whenever you make an all-century team, not all-decade, but all-century, that kind of speaks volumes. But it's it's amazing the Maneri family and the major leaguers that he coached and really to establish college baseball at the highest level.
Absolutely. He's a legend. He was a great person. I was very lucky to be around Doc, to learn a lot, to come on the bench with him and share stories and just absorb everything that he had to share. He's been around for a long, long time. I know he impacted a lot of people. He impacted me and my career. And I know he meant a lot to a lot of people in baseball. He mentored a lot of people. He's a legend, to say the least.
Ryan, Saul Garza at times looks like a legitimate SEC hitter, and then at other times he looks like he's a JUCO hitter coming from junior college last year. Do you think that the Tigers are going to continue, and Paul Maneri are going to continue to be patient with him, because he's got that wow kind of power. When he does finally break out and start hitting the ball over the fence, this is rare power for a guy like that.
Yeah, I think for him, a guy like him, he's battling some injuries. He's still trying to get back. I still think he could be a pretty big piece for them, especially I think they have some injuries with the catching position. So they're going to need him. And, he's still learning himself. He's still growing. And you want to be a little patient and let him figure some things out. And hopefully it clicks for him. I don't think we'll have any for him.
Ryan, when you hear people talk about hitters' approaches to the plate or approaches to the at bat, what are they saying? Like, what is a hitter's approach?
The thing for a hitting approach is everybody's different. There's not one cookie kind of approach. There are some general rules of thumb that we kind of go off of, but everybody's different. The biggest thing is you have to do your homework. You have to learn the pitcher. The most important thing is you have to know yourself, what your limitations are, and really put together a game plan on your strengths and what you see, and you have to trust yourself at the end of the day with what you can do and what you see.
Ryan Shemp, former Major League Baseball player, also former LSU baseball Tiger. Good stuff, Ryan. We'll check in with you soon, man.
Thanks a lot, guys, for having me.
All right, you bet.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.